Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world, online at z1077fm.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Sunday, March 24th, 2024. Copper Mountain College has been working on strengthening public safety and raising awareness about scholarship fundraising for students pursuing public safety careers. Last week, they held a President's Circle barbecue dinner with fire technology, criminal justice, and EMT students to discuss the matter further. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart attended and joins us with this recap, starting with Chief James Brakebill.
It is my immense pleasure and honor to stand before you today as we come together for a cause that is close to our hearts, supporting the brave souls who have chosen a path of service and protection.
Predating the college itself, the President's Circle is a continuum of the group who established CMC and currently includes CMC Foundation Executive Director Sandy Smith, CMC Foundation President Ron Sears, and CMC President Superintendent Dr. Darren Otten. Donors to the President's Circle were also present, many who are CMC alumni whose donations are $1,000 or more per year. The sprawling cookout took over the parking lot in front of CMC's Bell Center, complete with a large barbecue smoker and makeshift cafeteria-style layout where brisket, baked potatoes, salad, fresh fruit, and an extensive array of desserts were served to around 100 attendees supporting CMC's public safety program. CMC's fire technology, criminal justice, and EMT instructor James Brakebill gave a heartfelt speech.
Tonight, we gather not just to celebrate, but to reinforce our commitment to the future of public safety. Our goal tonight is ambitious yet vital. We aim to raise funds to award scholarships to those exceptional students pursuing careers in public safety. These scholarships are more than just financial aid. They are tokens of our belief in their potential to make a difference, to save lives, and to uphold the community and security of our communities.
Brakebill emphasized their commitment to, quote, train local people and hire local people to work and protect their community they grew up in. CMC President Superintendent Dr. Darren Otten added further gratitude to the students in training and first responders present.
We depend on you as a community. I mean, that's the reality. You guys are the ones who are there on the worst days of all of our friends and neighbors. It's a big deal. It's a huge deal.
Brakebill then announced the four memorial scholarships available from past public safety leaders in the names of Sergeant Vaca, Sergeant Teal, EMT Jeff Tabor, and Judge Bert Swift. For a link to donate to the CMC Foundation towards public safety scholarships, please visit the link in the story at z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Copper Mountain College has also announced the recipient for the 2024 Greenleaf Scholarship. S.E. Davis attends Yucca Valley High School and was chosen out of a highly competitive field to receive this year's Greenleaf Scholarship. The scholarship pays tuition, books, and fees, plus living expenses while attending Copper Mountain College. You can see this story on our website for more background on the Greenleaf Scholarship, as well as more info on this year's winner. And that's your local news for Sunday. You can hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.